You are listening to the audio production of The Risen King, 40 Devotions for Easter by Charles H. Spurgeon, edited by J. A. Meadows, and published by One Audiobooks and the Good Book Company. This book is read by Jonathan St. John. Preface. Charles Haddon Spurgeon, 1834-1892, pastor of the Metropolitan Tabernacle in London, is known as one of the most beloved pastors, writers, and preachers in the history of Christ's Church. It's not because his sermons and books have sold millions of copies worldwide, or because he has more words published in English than anyone else, and it's not because thousands were converted and baptized through his ministry, or because he founded a college for pastors. Spurgeon is a soul-edifying read because his sermons overflow with the sweet aroma of Jesus Christ. His preaching was unparalleled in making known the glory of Christ. The grace of God is unavoidable in Spurgeon's works. Whatever the sermon, lecture, or book, Spurgeon exalted our great God and Saviour. And this book is no different. You are listening to a new book from C.H. Spurgeon. At least, that's what I hope you'll experience as you listen. His famous devotionals, Morning by Morning and Evening by Evening, were created as summaries, excerpts, and outlines from his sermons. And it's in the same spirit that I pulled this book together from Spurgeon's sermons. When I realized that Spurgeon never created an Easter or Advent devotional, I knew one needed to be published, and it is my privilege to be a steward of Spurgeon's sermons in The Risen King and The Newborn King, due for release in 2026. I hope you will enjoy these books as though they are new works from the Prince of Preachers. I began this project by imagining what Spurgeon would have written and emphasized if he were the one writing. From my years of personal and doctoral work on Spurgeon, I studied the vast catalogue of his sermons and selected texts and topics for the themes at hand. From these sermons, I pulled excerpts that showcased what many have come to love and expect from Spurgeon: piercing insights, vivid language, and soul-thrilling meditations on Christ's person and work. As I read sermon after sermon, I compiled entries from single or multiple sermons that fully capture Spurgeon's voice and insights on the biblical text and theme. While I did modernize language and sentence structure at spots to serve those new to Spurgeon and his Victorian English, my presence is minimal. As the editor, I wrote a clarifying or summarizing sentence for context at some points, but rest assured, you are reading Spurgeon. As you read The Risen King and journey through the Gospels this Easter season, I hope and pray that Spurgeon's devotions will help you grow in love, awe, and praise of Jesus Christ. Every entry is a billboard to the greatness of Jesus. Look to him. Worship your Saviour with every ounce of your heart. Let's say together, as Christ's people, long live the risen King. Happy Easter. Jeff Meadows. Day 1. Behold. The next day he saw Jesus coming toward him and said, "Behold the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world." John chapter 1, verse 29. Lifting up his hand and pointing to Jesus, John the Baptist cried, "Behold the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world." He did not say, "Behold the great example." He did not even say, "Behold the king and leader of a new era." The first point that he dwells upon, and which wins his enthusiasm, is the Lamb of God. John the Baptist views Christ as the propitiation, the atoning sacrifice for sin. Notice how John says, "Behold the Lamb."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?